I know she wanted to go somewhere private. Watching me play on those fuck machines, come on those fuck machines while everybody stood and watched and talked. It was hot, but a little bit out of her comfort zone. She's a sweet thing, and I wouldn't necessarily call her shy, but she's definitely not as much of an exhibitionist as I am. What she is, though, is submissive, and she loves when I dominate her, and all I wanted to do right then was push her a little bit. She always comes so hard when I push her. So I grabbed her. I grabbed her by the hair at the nape of her neck and pulled her in close for a kiss. I took the hand that she was trying to give me to lead me away up to the upstairs private rooms, and I grabbed it by the wrist, pulled her hand down to my pussy, made her feel me, feel how wet I was, feel how hot I was. She started playing with my clit just the way I like. While I kissed her neck, bit her lips. Some people had started to wander away and chat when I had gotten up from the machines, finished, done, but when I threw her on the bed, grabbing her by the front of this tiny little silky nightie that she was wearing and just forcing her down, they got real quiet and started to watch again. I leaned in close to her ear and started to whisper to her, telling her that I was going to make her come, that I was going to make her have orgasms until I was satisfied, until I was finished. She shivered and moaned and she nodded yes. She covered her face with her hands, but that wouldn't do. I know that she just didn't want to look into the crowd, didn't want to face the people who were gathered around, but like I said, I wanted to push her, and besides, I'm mean. It's one of my favorite things about me, actually. So I took the nightie off of her and I used it to bind her wrists together. Just a quick little handcuff loop, a little knot in the center. It was so easy, child's play, really. And then I just sort of looped it gently over the post at the head of the bed. It slid down far and she was bound there, with her hands over her head, lying on this bed with five or six fuck machines at the foot and at least 50 people watching her. And now she was naked. I ran my hands all over her body, warming it up, reminding her how good my touch felt. Teasing her nipples with my fingers and getting them hard. Stroking her thighs. The lips of her pussy, already wet, already sticky under my fingers. I spread her legs wide and she was dripping wet. I ran my hands up and down her slit, soaking my fingers in her juices, and then I stuffed them in her mouth. She sucked them clean, a greedy little whore, a good girl for me. I rubbed my fingers all over her face, getting her wet, making her smell her own juices. Knowing that she couldn't move her hands to wipe it away, that she would have to leave it all over her face until I decided to let her go or clean her up myself. Fuck, she looked so good there, spread open for me, wet, for me, ready for me. I chose a small machine. I dragged it right up between her legs. Nothing more than a dildo that goes in and out. Nothing fancy, no vibrations, not adjustable. It fits in a briefcase, and that's one of the things I love about it. I turned it on nice and slow. Edged it closer and closer to her hole. And then I looked down at her. And I told her to say please. And oh, she begged so sweetly. Begged for that toy inside her. I eased the case forward until she was getting fucked by that dildo. Slowly and steadily and deeply. And then I grabbed the magic wand and she started to shake her head. The magic wand is so intense and she can't handle it. It's too much for her. It makes her have these huge body shaking orgasms. Just overstimulates her. But it's not about what she wants. It's about what I want. And I wanted to watch her have some screaming orgasms. I grabbed a soft washcloth from the hospitality bin next to the bed, folded it up and put it over her clit, turned the Hitachi on low and started vibrating it on her clit through the washcloth. Even with the padding, she came in about 30 seconds. She screamed and bucked and shook, and I felt the cloth under my hands getting wet. She squirted all over the place, and that gave me the opportunity to lean into her ear and tell her that for all of her head shaking and saying no, she didn't safe word. And her pussy seemed to like it, even if her brain didn't. She blushed a bright red. I turned up the volume on the fuck machine when I turned up the speed. It was louder now, faster now. And this time, when I put the Hitachi back on the washcloth, I turned it on high. I thought she was going to climb out of her skin. She was squealing, tugging at her nightie that was wrapped around her wrist. She was wriggling, and I just pinned her down to the bed, one hand on her mound, looking at her, watching her, telling her that I knew she could do it. I knew she could be a good girl for me. I know you can take it. I know you can do this for me. Let go. Come for me. Come hard for me. When she came this time, it was just this long, howling moan that just seemed like it came out of the very pit of her stomach. It arced up and everybody went silent. Nobody was chattering. Everybody was watching. She came for what felt like ages, and when she finally finished, she was panting and sweating and shaking her head. She couldn't come again. She couldn't take another one, but I wasn't done with her. And as I reminded her, I can't take any more. It's not a safe word. I teased her, asking her if she really meant that she wanted to quit. If she wanted to quit, she had a safe word. She could do it. She just shook her head and bit her lip and closed her eyes. I took the washcloth away this time, and when I turned up the speed on the fuck machine, I put the wand on her, on low. She started screaming even before she was coming. She was cursing. Fuck, fuck, fuck. She was just squealing and growling and cursing and panting and screaming. And when she finally came, When she finally came, she squirted so hard that the audience gasped. Everybody could see it. She squirted so far that I could hear it hit the floor after the foot of the bed. She came so hard. She looked up at me, and I could see it in her eyes. She was close to done. She was close to done, but there was just a little bit more to push her, and she knew it. And I took her chin in my hand and made her look at me. And I asked her one more time to tell me, please. And she begged me so sweetly and so softly that of course I had to give her another one. I turned the fuck machine up as high as it would go. It pounded her fast and deep. It was bottoming out in her. I could see it. She was just squealing and shaking. She was no longer in control of her mouth or her body. And when I turned the magic wand on high and started grinding it into her clit, her whole body arched off the bed. Her back left the mattress. And she started to scream my name, coming, telling me she couldn't take it, she couldn't do it. And I just grabbed her by the hair and looked her in the eyes and told her, yes, yes, you can do this for me, you can take this for me, I believe in you, you're my good girl, you're my good little whore, my good little orgasm slut, and you can do it. She came and came and came. And when she finished, she just collapsed, spent, and not moving, even though the toy was still working away on her clit, and the fuck machine was still pounding her, and that's when I knew that she really was done. Still and quiet, and all orgasmed out on the bed. When I took everything and turned it off, put it away, pulled her onto my chest to hold her, she was so hot, sweaty, her heart pounding. I pulled the veils on the bed to give her the privacy that she had earned, and the way she melted against me, it was heaven.